We have a God who fights for us, which is the subject of tonight's teaching by Karen Hambrick. Karen?
I hope you're having an amazing Easter season filled with prayer and growth in our love for the Lord. Do any of you have the Ascension app on your phone or your tablet, or follow Father Mike Schmitz? I love Father Mike Schmitz. I see some hands. Good. I'm a huge fan. I learned so much from his podcast, his Bible in a Year study, and especially his homilies, so I highly recommend listening to Father Mike Schmitz. But one such homily touched me so much that I thought it would be great to share, especially after the Lenten season. So I'd like to do that tonight. So have any of you seen the movie from 2008 called Taken? Yes. I see some hands on that one, too. It stars Liam Neeson as a heroic father racing to save his teenage daughter who was kidnapped to be sold into human trafficking. It's hard to watch. You might be asking yourself, Karen, why in the world or would you be referencing a movie that has violence and sadness and the ultimate frustration of a father? Well, I'll get to that, I promise. But first, let's go back to the very beginning of our story, Genesis chapter 1. God made the world, and it was good. He created the light. It was good. He created heaven and earth, and it was good. He created the water and the seas and grass and night and day, creatures, all good, good, and more good. So he made this world very good. And then he said to himself, we're missing something. I want to make a human being in my likeness and my image. So he's saying, I want to make a people, a being that is like me. So we have each been made like God. Why? Because God wants us to be like him. He wants us to share in his love. He wants us to share in his joy. He says, I want them to share in my life and my abundance. And then he does this, and what did we do? We broke the world. Our first ancestors, Adam and Eve, broke the world. And we continue to break it today. So God gives us this incredible world. He wants to give us all this abundance. And then we break it, and we continue to break that relationship with our sin. We have broken our hearts into 1,000 pieces by saying this essential thing that we all say, God, I know what you want, but I want what I want. This is the essence of every sin. This is the essence of Adam and Eve. God, I know what you want, but I want what I want. And because we did that, we sold ourselves into slavery. That is what happened. As a result, we're very good, but we're broken. As a result of this, we're good, but we're bound and we're enslaved. We're anxious and joyless and afraid and purposeless, and we feel abandoned. We feel fatherless because we've been taken. That is what happened. We've been taken. Just like the movie. The movie is hard to watch, but it's powerful. And I'm not suggesting you watch it because I'll give you the gist here. One of the most difficult scenes is with the father, who knows that his daughter has gone off where he did not want her to go. She calls him while in hiding, and he knows that she will be found by the enemy. And he says these words to her. He says, now this next part is very important. This is what's going to happen. They are going to take you, but you need to stay focused. Then he gives her instructions on what she needs to do to survive. Genesis chapter 3 is very similar. After we broke the world and after we broke our hearts, And after we sold ourselves into slavery, God the Father speaks to us and says, listen to this next part. This is very important. This is what's going to happen. Childbirth is going to be painful. Relationships will be broken. You're going to be tempted to use and to dominate and to manipulate each other in your relationships. Work is going to feel like slavery. That is what's going to happen. And to the serpent, God says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers, and he will crush your head. This is reminiscent of the scene in the movie where the father says to his daughter's captors, I have a very particular set of skills, and if you do not give my child back, I will hunt you down. I will find you and I will destroy you. Here's a dad that will stop at nothing. Well, guess what? We have a God that will stop at nothing. He's declaring war. That's what he's doing. That's why he was born, and that is why he died on the cross. He did that for each one of us who has been taken, been afraid, purposeless, and felt abandoned. But we are not fatherless. You are not fatherless. I am not fatherless. Because God wants his world back, and God wants his children back. Isaiah 45 says, I will fight with those who have fought with you. I will contend with those who have contended with you. So here's the question. What's God saying there? What's he doing? He's saying, I'm here. He's saying, I'm here to fight, and I'm here to fight for you. He's saying, you are not fatherless. You are not abandoned, and you are not worthless. That's one of the prices of original sin, that we feel abandoned, we feel fatherless, and we feel worthless. But we are good, but we are bound. And then he was born into this world. He was born and he died for us. This is rescue. This is him fighting. Okay, I have another story. Imagine growing up in a home that was broken. Maybe some of you know exactly what this feels like. You are in this horrible family where no one loves and no one is loved. A family in which all you know or all the child knows is to be neglected, to be ignored, to be used, and to be abused. And next door, there's a family. You see them out there all the time. The father's working with the kids in the backyard on projects, or he's throwing ball with them in the front yard. They do projects. They play catch. You can hear them at night through the window laughing and singing around the kitchen table. Then imagine one day there's a knock and the door, you open the door and it's the dad. And he says, I would like to know if you'd like to come live with me and my family. You'll never have to come back here. You wouldn't even pack. You would just go. You would think to yourself, I've seen how you love your kids and you want me to be one of them? That's what Jesus has done for us. He continues to fight for us. He's declaring war on everything that enslaves us. That's what he did on the cross. So one last question. What is he doing here now? Jesus Christ is truly present. Yes, he was in Bethlehem. He is in every tabernacle and every Catholic church around the world. What is he doing here now? This is not a past event. He's declaring that you are still worth fighting for. He's declaring that you are still worth choosing now. He's declaring that you have been attacked, and you have been anxious, and you've been afraid, and you've been taken. But God has not given up, and he will never give up. I want you to close your eyes for just a second and imagine the crucifix. Look at the man who was beaten, bruised, and bound to a cross. How do you see him? Is he a victim? Is he the hunted? Or is he the hunter? He's still here to fight for you now, no matter what kind of mess your life is. That's why he's here now, to fight for you. And maybe that's why you're here now. That's why you're here now, because maybe you need to be reminded. There is a God who fights for you, who has declared war for you, and who's come to take you home. Amen? Alleluia. God is good all the time.